This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, dear friends. Bruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone to Daf HaShavua, the Tuesday night edition. Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Okay, we have a new Mishnah now. One of the operating principles that we're going to be dealing with extensively is by Nedarim Hochem Achar Lashon B'nei Adam, that the wording used when one makes a neder will not be determined by the way that word appears in a pasuk, but rather it will be determined by common parlance, you know, the way people usually speak. It says the Mishnah, Hanoider Meiroye Hacham, one who makes a neder from those who see the sun. So think about it. Who sees the sun? People with eyesight. People with eyesight, people who are blind, cannot see the sun. However, if the guy meant he's going to aser only those who see the sun, who have sight, he could have just said, Hanoider Meiroyim, from people who see. The fact that he says from people who see the sun means that what he means is those people who the sun sees them. Aser af besumen, he's aser even for blind people. Shalei nisgavin ze'ela, his intention was only for those who the sun sees them. My time, says Mero, why? Why do we explain the nether this way? He doesn't say from those who see, but rather those who the sun sees them. Now, who in this world does the sun not see? La'afuke dogim. The sun doesn't see fish. Ve'ubarim, or it doesn't see a fetus. So therefore, that's why he didn't say royim, but rather royei chama. Let's see the Ran. I believe the Ran for Lamed Amud Beis is found on Lamed Amud Aleph. Says the Ran. The Ran could be found on Lamed Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Aleph. Aser af besumen, dechi ka'amar meiroye chama, lo yishayu heim royim hachama. He doesn't mean that they should see the sun kamar. Dim ken have leila meimar, min haroyin b'lchud. Then he should have just said those who see, sha'arei kol haroyin, heim royin gam ken hachama, because anyone who sees the sun. Elevada midi midkar chama, the fact that he mentioned the sun, sha'chama roya oysam, that the sun sees them, Ka'amar. Doesn't mean that he sees the sun, but rather that the sun sees them. Ulafuke dogim v'ubarim neskaven kedisa b'gemara. Next Mishnah. Hanoider mishachoyrei harosh. One who makes a neder from black-headed people, dark-headed people. Presumably that means from people with hair. Some people in this world have hair, some people don't have hair. So you would think he's only asering people with hair, people who are bald, or if he says dark-haired people, maybe he's excluding white-haired people. No, asur bekarchin ubalisevois, he's asur in bald people and in old people. Why? But umutur benoshim uviktanim, he's permitted in women and minors. Why? Because dark-haired people is a way of saying men. She'ein nikram shchoyrei harosh ala anashim. Only men are called dark-haired people. In other words, if somebody says they aser all dark-haired people, if we're going to take him literally, then we would say he's only asering people with hair, and he's only asering people with black hair. He's not asering white-haired people, blonde-haired people, redheads, bald people. No. The way dark-haired people is a way of saying men, because we're going to see that women and children are, there's a different way to refer to them. Says, let's see the Ran. The Ran on the back on the Lamed Amud Aleph, also bekarachin abalei seboys. Aser bekarachin, he's aser in bold people, afal pishe in lamser, even though they don't have hair. Ubalei sevois, afal pishe sar and lavan. Shein nikram, shchoyre roish ela anoshim, begumar mafarish taima. Let's see the Gemara. My taima, midaloi ka'amar mi balei sear. Because the fact that he didn't say people with hair. Why? If the guy meant to be la'afuke, those people who are bald, he could have just said people with hair. Meaning, he can't be excluding bald people. If he was excluding bald people, he would have said people with hair. So that means when he says dark hair, dark people with a dark head, we don't say it excludes bald people. So then if it doesn't exclude bald people, then why would it exclude white-haired people? So what is it, therefore what? It must be, this is a way of saying he's only answering men. And the Gemara is going to explain why. The Gemara says, "Umutter benashim uvektanim." He's mutter in women and minors. Why? She'enikram shchayer harosh ela anashim. Because dark-headed is only referring to men. My taima. Why? Anashim zimnan demechaser reishav zimnan demegal reishav. Men, sometimes they cover their head. Sometimes their head is not covered. Avol nashim la'ilam michsu. Women always have their hair covered. Uketanim la'ilam migalu. Children always have their hair uncovered. So this means as follows. When you refer to women, the way to refer to them is people of covered hair, heads. When you refer to children, you refer to them as people of uncovered heads. But men, since their hair is sometimes covered and sometimes uncovered, we cannot refer to them by whether they're covering of their head. In other words, women, there's a way to refer to them. How do you refer to women? Women are people whose hair is always covered. How do you refer to children? Children are people whose head is always uncovered. But therefore, when you say dark-haired people, you must be referring to men because there's no other way to refer to men other than dark-haired people. Now, this is a little bit of a question. We know that there's a famous Taz. Taz learns that nowadays covering one's head is a dairaisa because of chukai sa'amim. So how could the Gemara say that the men, their hair, head is sometimes uncovered? There are Gemaras that imply that a man only has to cover his head, maybe if he's saying a bracha or in other circumstances. But this Gemara implies there are times that maybe it's permitted for the man not to cover their hair, but cover their head. But what the Gemara is saying is that the expression "head covered people" is a reference to men. Why is it a reference to men? Because women are called. I'm sorry. The expression "dark headed people" is a reference to men. Because women are called head-covered people, children are called head-uncovered people, men therefore have no title other than dark-haired people. Let's see the Ran. The Ran, on the opening of the Gemara, that says, "My time in Medeloi Kamar Mi Balei Seyar," meaning why do we include bald people? From the fact that he didn't say from people with hair covered, with hair. Why didn't he just say, "I'm answering people with hair"? So it means he's not excluding bald people. Says the Ran, "Alma afilu karchin b'chlau." We see even bald people are included. V'kivin d'shchayer haroish l'gabe karachin labdafka. Since dark-headed regarding baldness is labdafka, l'bali sevis nami labdafka. In terms of right-headed, it's also labdafka. Mishum hachi amar, therefore it says, d'chi ka'amar shchoyrei haroish, when it says, people with a dark head, la'oysam sha'adam mita'er oysam b'shchoyrei haroish niskavein. To those that a person would describe as a dark head. We're saying that the term a dark head is a description of those type of people that would be described that way. Dahainu anoshim, namely men. Demishum dezimna mechasu reshayon. Why are men called dark-headed? Because since sometimes they cover their head. Zimnin megalu. There's no way to describe them with a description of cover, head covering. Therefore, they're called dark-headed. Why? Why are they called dark-headed? But what about people with white hair, red hair, no hair? Most people, their hair is dark. Yeah, I mean, looking on the shir tonight, you know, it's not polite. But so far, all the people who are willing, who are brave enough to show their face, we all have dark hair, right? We don't have any of the exclusions. Okay. By the way, learning Masechta Nedarim is a skula to keep your hair dark. No, actually not. But maybe. Okay. Most men, their hair is dark. Aval nashim, women, since women always cover their hair, adam etaroisam, person describes them as head covered people. Uktanim, kivin to oil magalu, bimaguli harosh adam etaroisam. Fine. Now we get to the fun part. And we're going to take the opportunity to... The trick for this Mishnah is it's the opposite of what you would have thought. That's how I remember it. Hanoider min ha-yeludim. One who made a neder from those who were born already. I always think Yeluda means those who will be born, so that's how I remember it means those who were born, okay? Hanoidim in ha Yeludim. One who made a neder from those who were born. I ask for all the people who were born, Mutter bin Ayladim. He's Mutter and the people who will be born after the neder. Min ha-noiladim, but someone who made a nether from the people who will be born, aser min ha-yeludim. He's aser from the people who were already born. Rameir mater af b'yeludim. Rameir matters even in the people who were born. Sounds like the simple reading of Rameir is someone who made a nether on the people who will be born. The Tanakhama says, you're usher and the people who were born. Rameir says, not only are you mutter and the people who will be born, you're also mutter and the people who were born. The Chachamim say, no, you're usher in both. When you say min hanoiladim, you mean human beings who are born, as opposed to what? As opposed to things born from eggs. They're hatched. They're not born. Okay, so now we're going to turn to the Ran. The Ran on Lamed Amud Aleph. Min ha-yeludim she-noiladim kvar. Those who were born already. Mutter b'noiladim ba-asidim li-valeid. Mater af b'yeludim. Rameir maters even those who were born. U'farchinim b'gemara. The Gemara asks, well, v'kol she-kein b'noiladim. Certainly, if you aser, if Rameir says even those who were born, that means he certainly asers those who will be born. Then who are you aser to? Im kein aman ka aser. Okay. Let's go to the Gemara. Says the Holy Gemara. Now we're going to examine the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, if you aser those who were born, Rebbe Meir says, I'm sorry, if you aser those who will be born, Rebbe Meir says, not only are you mutter to those who will be born, you're even mutter to those who were born. The Rebbe Meir, v'loy mibay noiladim, goes without saying the people who will be born. Ella, so if that's the case, Rameir is saying you're even mutter to those who were born, who exactly are you usher to? Elamiman usher. Says Gemara, Chesurei Mechzara, v'hachi katani. It's missing, and this is what it means to say. By the way, you know, over the years, I encountered a lot of different perushim in Chesuri Machzara. One of them is the Tferes Yisrael in Erechin that says Chesuri Machzara is they used to learn the Mishnah with a nigun. And by the way, they say Rabbi Yashiv knew the nigun and would learn Mishnayos with that nigun. And sometimes the words didn't fit the tune, so they took out the words to fit the tune. So, okay, that's one perush. What many Rishonim say, Chesuri Machzara v'Hachiktani, is that we know the Mishnah originally consisted of 600 Siddurim. So in the then Rebbe condensed it to aid memory. So Chesuri Machzara v'Hachiktani in the original text before Rebbe abridged it. But recently, you know, preparing for the trip in Vilna, I saw in the introduction of the Pa'as HaShulchan, one of the Tamidei HaGra, that the Gra said Chesuri Machzara v'Hachiktani means like this. The Tana of the Mishnah held like a certain Shita, and based on that Shita, nothing is missing. However, since we don't paskin like that Shita, the Gemara is saying, for us, we should understand Ki'ilu the Mishnah said like this, but the Tana that had the Mishnah had a Cheshbon for not writing like this, and the Torah Shebaal Peh was specifically conveyed in this secretive way, and the Remez is Chamuke Yirei Chayech. Chamuke stands, it's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Chesuri Machzara v'Hachi Katani. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Chesuri Machzara v'Hachi Katani. Hanoider min hayiludim mutter b'noiladim. If you make a neder from those who were born, you're permitted in those who will be born. That's the first statement of the Mishnah. Min hanoiladim, you make a neder from those who will be born. Asur by Yiludim. Tanakhama says you're Asur and those who were born. Rameir Oimer. Rameir says in the second case, Af Hanoider Min Hanoiladim. Even someone who makes another from those who will be born, they're also your mutter by Yiludim, your mutter and those who were born. Meaning, just like in the Tanakhama, just like in the first case, if you make a neder from those who were born, your mutter for those who will be born, Rameir says, if you make a neder from those who will be born, your mutter and those who were born. Why? Ki hechi denoidim min hayiludim, just like if when you make a neder from those who were born, your mutter ba noiladim, your mutter and those who will be born. Says the Ha'ilah Gugaran. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Why do the Rabbanan hold if you make another of those who will be born, your Asr and those who were born? The Sri Rabbanan, the Nehida Amra min Hayiludim, Ein Hanoiladim, the Hainu Oysim Shasidim, Livalid Bechlal. True, if you make another from those who were born, those who will be born are not included. Hani mili biyiludim shulashin mayucha. That's if you say yiludim, which is a specific terminology. Aval hanoiladim koiloshneim. The word noiladim, which technically means will be born, includes both of them. Dahainu oisim shanaldu, even those who were born v'shasidim livalid. Rameir polygnami, Rameir argues, and he says, V'amr d'chi hechi dinoidim ha'yiludim eina hanoiladim echal, just if you make another from those who were born. Those who will be born are not included. Hachanami, noidim en hanoiladim, so too if you made another from those who were born, she'ein ha'yiludim b'chlal. So too if you make another from those who will be born, those who were born are not included. V'hainu af d'ktani. That's the af. When Rameir says af, when Rameir says af bayiludim, he means just like if you make another from yiludim, you're mutter and noiladim. If you make another from noiladim, you're also mutter and yiludim. But of course, you're aser and the noiladim, and those who will be born. Okay. Amar Leira Papa. So Rapapa said back to, I'm sorry, Amar Le Rav Pavla Abaye, Lememra de Noiladim de Mesial de Mashma. Are you going to say that Noiladim means that will be born? Because that means Ramer holds Noiladim means those who will be born. Elamayata, but now Shnei Banecha Hanoiladim Lecha B'Yaretz Mitzrayim, your two sons that were born in the land of Egypt. Hachanami dis Yaladan Hu. Here too we're going to say that means they will be born. How could Rameir hold Noiladim means the future? But the Pasuk clearly says Shnei Banecha Hanoiladim Lecha B'Yaretz Mitzrayim, that's referring to the past. You're going to say it means the future? No, we see from the Torah that it means the past. Elamai, ve'elamai diyelidu mashma. Elamai, it means that they were born. Elamayata d'chsev hine ben noilad lebeis David. A son will be born lebeis David. Yoshio shemai. So don't, here it means the future. Hachanami da hava? You're going to say in the past? Variadai Menashe loiba. Menashe, think about it. Who's Menashe? The father of Amon, the father of Yoshiahu. Even the Zayda wasn't born yet. So we see that Noiladim means the future. So, L'chayra, the Chachamim are right. Noiladim means both. Ela mashma hachi, mashma hachi. But really, it's mashma both. Uve nedarim halach achalosh meyadam. And by nedarim, we follow the language of people. So even though in the Torah it means both, but Reb Meir would say that we follow the language of people, and people, when they say noiladim, they mean future. Let's see the Ran. Elamayata Viata Shne Banecha Vhamanashra Fram Kvar Noiladu, it means the past. Uvinadaram Halach Achaloshamayadam Vahaki Pligi Rameh Rabbanan. And this Rameh and the Rabbanan argued. Rabbanan Savri Dihihish Noiladim Balashan Taira Kaila Noiladim Kvar Vasin Livaled. The rabbis hold, just like in the language of the Bible, Noiladim means born in the past and will be born in the future. Hachanami blasham ayadam. That's how people talk. V'hainu dehaji rabbanan lemeimar b'seifa. That's why the rabbis respond in the seifa that when the guy uses the lashon of noiladim, his kavana is v'misha darkei lihivaled, someone who normally gives birth. V'hainu dehaji rabbanan lemeimar b'seifa demasisin leniskavin zeh ela m'misha darkei lihivaled. He's only niskavin for someone who his derech is to give birth. V'loy das shlishihu. That line in the Mishnah is not a third opinion. Ela de perushe kamafarshi tamayu. The rabbis are explaining their position. The Amri, they say, the hanoidim and hanoiladim, that those, that one who makes a neder from those who will be born, asr b'chol is asr to everyone. V'koyav time el mosayim, they give a reason, Shalei niskavin, ela mimisha darka livaleh, that his kavana was only to someone who gives birth. Bein lahaba, whether in the future, bein l'shavar in the past, l'fisha ein, b'mashmoy slashon zeh, kavana achas miuchedes, because this language does not have one particular meaning, l'shavar davka, ilaba davka. So therefore it includes both. Rameir savar, Rameir holds no, I understand, b'lashon ha-Torah, noiladim can mean the past, like, V'ata shnei banecha hanoiladim lecha, or in the future hinei ben noilad lebeis David. But v'rab meir savar de b'lashem adam loy mikri noiladim el asin livali. The word noiladim is only a word for the future. V'yeludim nami. But the word yeludim also de tarvayu moida. Everyone agrees. The mutter b'aisin shasin livalid, that your mutter and those who will be born in the future, tamayo mishum lashem neyadam. Their reason is lashem neyadam. Deilu b'lashem Torah ki hechi demashen noiladim kvar, because in the lashem of the Torah, just like Yeludim means past, k'dachsiv kala'am ha-yeludim b'midbar. It also can mean the future, ha-chanami ma'asha asidim li'voli k'dachsiv kala'ben ha-yiloid. So, by the way, clearly the Ran learns that the way to pronounce the word is not yeludim, but yiloidim. Because the Ran says the truth is yiloidim, everyone agrees, b'lashem b'nei adam, it means the past, even though in the Torah we find yiloidim both ways. We find the past, kala'am ha-yiloid b'amidbar, that's the past, and we find the future, kala'ben ha-yiloid. So, if the Chachamim say that the word noiladim means anyone who gives birth, as opposed to what? What does that mean? He answers anyone, whether born in the past or will be born in the future, as opposed to what? The Chachamim Oimrim Leineskavein Ze Elo Mimisha Darka Livaleid Lafuke Mai Lafuke Dogim Va'oifois, that they're not born, they're hatched. Says the Ran, Lafuke Dogim Va'oifois Shem Matilim Beitzim. They lay eggs, V'loi Mitard, V'loi Mis. V'loi mistsaru b'mei iman, and they're not created in their mother's womb. Okay, so next week b'siyata d'shmaya, we do daf lamed aleph. Next week is a regular week. Next week we might have to flip it around because the shir next week, the parsha shir, is going to be Tuesday night. But Be'ezus Hashem, next week is Daf Lamed Aleph. Maybe we have to do part of Lamed Beis because of Shavuos is the week after that. In the meantime, you'll stay tuned if we have to get together. Thursday night, we'll see. But we did the Ion last night. And the place in the ocean where the floor bed goes down, it was revealed to me, is drop-off. That's what we were talking about yesterday. Yeah? Niskalili. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a good day. Good night. Bye. That what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.